Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor, and I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can make the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, women of faith in business. I am Nadine Mullings, the host of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast, and I wanted to take the time in this episode to introduce myself, officially introduce myself, and kind of tell you guys a little bit about my backstory. So I actually took the leap of faith to be an entrepreneur back in 2011. Now, do you guys remember back in 2008, 2009, where the economy kind of took a downturn and, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs and the economy was low? Well, I was a product of a low economy. At the time, I was working in corporate America and I had a marketing job that I actually really enjoyed. I enjoyed my job. I was comfortable. I was making decent money, and they eliminated my position. And they gave me the option at that time in 2011. They said, hey, you know, you can stay on with the credit union. I was working for a financial institution, and you can change and go to the mortgage department for half the money that you were making in marketing, but you also have the opportunity to make commissions. Or we can give you a severance package and you can go on your way. And it was at that time that I had a major decision to make. Have you ever had to make major decisions and you're kind of at a crossroads as to what you need to do? So I listened to my heart and I took a leap of faith and took the severance money and started my business back in 2012, officially started my business in 2012. So I want you to think about, a lot of times in life we have those what appear on the outside to be down moments, you know, whether it's being laid off or whatever the case may be for you. But God is really using that as an opportunity to set you up for what He has next in life. But a lot of times it requires taking a leap, trusting, believing that what is going to happen next, even though you may not see it, may not understand it, not sure how it can happen, I'm going to trust you, God, and I'm going to take a leap of faith and take this particular path or this opportunity. So if I want to actually go a little bit further back, when I think back to when I was about 7 years old, I always had a desire in my heart to have a business. I don't even know if I truly understood at 7, 8, or 9 years old what having a business entailed. I kind of had an idea that you run things and you order people around. It was my vision back then, and you make money in some way, shape, or form. So my desire back when I was about 7, 8, or 9 years old was to run this business. You know, when you play imaginary games and a lot of times you play teacher or nurse or whatever the case may be, I was playing business owner. So it was always dropped in my spirit. I had an entrepreneurial spirit as, you know, wanting to be a business owner. But then I proceeded in life and kind of took the traditional path. You guys may relate to the traditional path of going to school. I went to college, got my undergraduate degree in marketing, and then went on to my master's and got my MBA, master's in business administration. It was the traditional path, the thing you're supposed to do, at least in my family, that was what you desired to do or were told would be the right path to do. So I did that and I got a job. I got a corporate job. My first real job out of college was working for actually the same financial institution that I ended up leaving and taking a leap of faith to start my own thing. So I really just went down the traditional path, but it wasn't until I met this crossroads that I talked to you guys about before, where I had an opportunity to take a leap of faith and really trust and believe that the desire that God had given me in my heart back when I was 8, 9 years old, that entrepreneurial spirit Spirit was actually there for a reason. So I had to have the courage to take that leap of faith to really start my own business. So back in 2012, I started my own marketing agency, which is now known as Nadine Mullings Marketing Agency. So it really took that courage, as I mentioned, to take that leap of faith. So, you know, think about the things that may be in your life that you really have to take that leap of faith. It may not look like a layoff for you. It may look completely different. In this season of the Women, Faith, and Business podcast, I'm going to be talking to a lot of different women that have taken leaps of faith that look different for them. It may be a leap of faith after something painful that happened in their life. It may be a leap of faith after a sickness that happened in their life. But they took a leap of faith in trusting and believing the path that God has set up for them. So a lot of times in business, you know, starting back in 2012 when I started my business, how my business looks now in 2020 at the time of the recording of this episode of Women Faith Plus Business podcast is completely different than how it looked in 2012. So a lot of times in life, our businesses require pivots. It requires changing. It requires evolving to get to the next level. So I'm going to share with you guys just a couple of ways that I've pivoted in my business and, you know, how I've evolved to become the business that it is today. And I think one of the biggest pivots and one of the biggest aha moments for me was really shifting my mindset from targeting an ideal client to really focusing on who God called me to serve. So let me tell you a little bit about the story. You know, back when I first started my business and I wasn't too clear on who I needed to be serving in the marketplace, I was doing a lot of networking. It was actually back in 2012, I had moved from Florida to Atlanta to start fresh. I felt like Atlanta was a better place to be as an entrepreneur and business owner to start my business. So I relocated from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia to really have this fresh start to start my business back in 2012. And I knew one of the best ways to really grow your business is to meet people, to network, to you know, nobody in the Atlanta area knew me. So I really networked. I networked like crazy. And if any of you know the city of Atlanta, you know that you have a networking opportunity morning, noon, and night. There's networking events in the morning. There's networking events in the afternoons. You can go to luncheons. You can go to dinners. There's no loss of opportunity to network in Atlanta. So for a full year, I hit the ground running. I went to every breakfast. I went to every luncheon. I went to every dinner. I did all the networking possible to really grow my business, establish myself in the Atlanta area. And in doing that networking, I started to run into key people at most networking events. I ran into realtors. You know, a lot of realtors do a lot of networking to grow their business. So I was running into a lot of realtors. I was running into a lot of financial planners. And I was also running into a lot of accountants. So I started to think, you know, I'm already running into a lot of realtors, accountants, and financial planners. Maybe that's my ideal client. Maybe that's who I need to be working with. So I actually did some market research and had some conversations with a lot of realtors, a lot of financial planners, and a lot of accountants, and really asked them, what are your struggles when it comes to marketing your business? What are the things that you're struggling with? So they told me their struggles, and I actually got quite a few clients just from doing market research, just from finding out what their struggles are. So that's a little marketing tip right there. Market research can be the key to your success. Really understanding your target audience and specifically your ideal clients and what they may be struggling with and what their problems are is a really great way to start your marketing, knowing your audience. So I did that and I started to work with a few financial planners, a few realtors, and as the time went on, I just felt like it wasn't really who God was calling me to serve. I knew He always called me to serve women. It's always been in my heart, my mind, my spirit to work with women. But I felt like there was some type of misalignment because I chose my ideal client. I chose my target audience. And I never really sat and really talked to God and say, you know, God, who is it that you're calling me to serve? Who is it that you desire me to work with in the world while I'm here in this season and for this assignment? And when I really started to think about it and really pray about it and really talk to God about who he desires for me to work with, a whole new revelation came, and that revelation was working with service-based women who are in the space of transformation. So a lot of times that looks like coaches and consultants. And he didn't specify a specific industry. He just said women who are in the space of transformation. So if you think of things like life coaches, financial coaches, health coaches, they're all in the space of transformation. They're transforming people's lives in some way, shape, or form, or it's transforming their business, transforming their health. They're in that space of transformation. And God was really calling me to work with these people because I see the ripple effect in the work that they're doing in the world. Not only does it work for their clients, but it also affects the family of that person. And then it affects their community. And it's a ripple effect where the entire world can be impacted by the work that this one coach does. So God really pulled at my heartstrings. And that was really my biggest pivot in my business, is really listening to the voice that God had put in my heart, the desire God had put in my heart to really work with these particular women. So the tip I would say for you is really thinking about less of your target market, less of your ideal client, even though that's wording that I still use today when I help people with their marketing, but also get in tuned with what God has aligned for you for this particular assignment. Who is God specifically calling you to work with? And a lot of times you can recognize that by pulling off your heartstrings. You really have a passion, a desire to help this group of people. So look at it less from the logical, because as I shared in my story, I was logically thinking, oh, I meet women who are realtors, financial planners, and accountants all the time. They would be my key audience. I was logically thinking that's what makes sense, but I was listening less to what my heart was saying, where it was really looking for working with people in a space of transformation and coaching and consulting. So that was really a major pivot in my marketing agency, really getting clear on who God had called me to serve. And then I'd say the second pivot that I really want to share with you guys is the fact that I was starting to feel like I needed to talk about God more on my business platform. It's so much a part of the core of who I am as a woman of faith. And I'm sure a lot of you listening can relate to this. You're a woman of faith. So every aspect of your life, God plays a role and plays a part in it. And because God plays a role and plays a part in every aspect of your life, he does not stop when it comes to the door of business. He also plays a role and has a part and is in partnership with you, especially when he's given you this vision and idea to start a business. You're actually in partnership with God. So how can you leave God out of the conversation in your business and on your business platform? So I'd say the next pivot or revelation or evolution of my business was really recognizing and knowing and understanding that I needed to put God in the front of my business and to openly speak about God on my business platforms. So I'd say about 2 or 3 years ago, I really made that commitment to talk about faith in business and talk about faith within my blog posts, talk about faith within my content on social media, and really being vocal and using, you know, the word God. A lot of times when it comes to women of faith in business, you may hear people say like God, universe, source, or whatever you believe in. You know, they kind of want to cover all their bases by making sure they say, or whatever you believe in. But I truly believe in my heart that that's a disservice to God. You know, God, as we talk about the Trinity, God, the three, you know, the Godhead, God, Father, and Jesus Christ. Those are the key names that are repeated in the Bible. And as a follower of Christ and a believer, those are the same names that you should be identifying with and mentioning in the marketplace. And to just say, or whatever you believe in, to make sure you're not offending anyone or excluding anyone, in my opinion, is going against what God's word is saying. God's word is saying to shine in the marketplace and to glorify him. And glorifying him is really using his name, God, Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. These key words that we use in our faith as Christians, we need to be using those same key words on our platform and not watering it down by saying source or saying universe or saying whatever you believe in. So God really dropped that in my spirit, you know, after attending a lot of business events and following a lot of coaches and various people that continuously kept on saying, or whatever you believe in. God just dropped it in my spirit on my personal journey that the or whatever you believe in is dismissing him for who he is. And it's important for women of faith in business to stand up on their platforms and identify specifically who they're talking about, and specifically using the name God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit within their business platform. So I would say that was a major pivot shift for me. You know, at first I was kind of nervous about doing it because, again, I don't really want to offend anyone, but I have to show up authentically. You know, we all have to show up authentically as ourselves. And that's what God was calling me to do on my particular platform. So that really shifted and helped me evolve my business to what it is today. And our businesses are forever evolving. It's never fully there. I hope you guys can all agree with me. You know, your business is not ever fully where it needs to be at. God is forever evolving us as human beings and evolving our characters, and he's also evolving our businesses. So that was just a little bit about, you know, how I ended up pivoting, evolving my business since I first took the leap of faith back in 2012. So I want to share with you guys a little bit of my backstory as far as my faith, because since I've been taping these episodes of Women, Faith, and Business, I've really been listening to people's different faith journeys and how they actually came to the faith and how they became believers and Christians. And everyone's story differs in some way, shape, or form. Some people grew up in the faith, you know, they went to church because their mother went to church, or, you know, their parents went to church, or their preacher's kids, whatever the case may be, they grew up in the faith. And some people come into the faith based on the people that they meet, you know, whether it's at work or in the world, they meet someone who inspired them in some way, shape, or form to change their life. And that person bought them into the church and they became a believer and a Christian. So my story as far as my faith journey is, I fall in the category of growing up in the faith. I grew up in London, England, and my aunt actually was a Seventh-day Adventist, and she encouraged my mother to send her kids to church with them on Sabbath. So every Sabbath, we go to church on Saturday, we would go to church with my cousins, and that was really the beginning of my faith journey. I grew up in it. I was about probably 6 or 7 years old and was attending church every Sabbath and learning about Jesus and learning about Christ. But similar to the stories that you're going to hear on the podcast this season, I actually had to go through my wilderness kind of season where I had to find for myself. It wasn't just a lot of times when you grow up in the faith, you're kind of dictated by the rituals and religion of, you know, your family members or your parents or whoever took you to church. But there's a point in your life, and I've noticed that a lot of times it's in your 20s for a lot of the people that I've talked to on the podcast and in my personal faith journey, that I truly had to come to an understanding and a relationship with Jesus Christ for myself. And so I went through a period of time where I really, you know, started to question things. I really started to have conversations with God, and I really started to get closer and have a closer journey with Christ for myself. And that's where it was more of relationship and less of religion or rituals from when I grew up in the church. So that was a little bit about my journey, my faith journey, and how I became a believer and how I became not just someone who is in a religion, but in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So that's a little bit about my faith journey. And also a little bit about, you know, how I pivoted to talking about faith openly on my business platform. So one of the things that you're going to notice in this podcast is there's two key questions that I've asked each guest this season on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. And the first question is, how would you define The Power of Faith. And everyone had a slightly different definition of the power of faith. And for me, I feel like, you know, when it comes to our faith and the power of our faith, it really is the ability for us to do things that we could not do in our own strength. So faith gives us the ability to do things in life and in business that we could not have done in our own strength. So without faith, you're not able to do it. Without believing in Jesus Christ, without believing in God, you wouldn't have the power of faith to do the things that God has called you to do. And that's why I think the conversation of faith plus business is so important and something that we could be talking about, because as business owner, the power of faith is powerful in every aspect of our lives. It allows us to do things that we wouldn't be able to do on our own unless we had faith. So the power of faith to me is really the ability to do things in life and business that we wouldn't have been able to do on our own if we didn't have faith. So look out for the answers other people have said about the power of faith. It's really been interesting to see how or hear how people have defined the power of faith. The other thing that I mentioned on the podcast that you'll hear in other interviews and that I wanted to share with you guys specifically about myself is the power of business. What or how would you define the power of business? So for me, I really feel like the power of business is really taking all the talents, abilities, gifts, and skills that God has given you and packaged it up in a way that you can actually apply it in the marketplace and receive money for that power, for that business. So it really is the ability for your business to be used as a vessel. You know, you're really, for me, the power of business is being able to put all your talents, all your abilities, all your gifts, all your skills in this business, and then having the power to put that in the marketplace and be compensated for it. Because when we talk about business on the power on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, we're specifically talking about for-profit businesses. So this really is a space for us to talk about monetizing your gifts and actually profiting from the idea, the desire that God has given you. So we're really talking about for-profit businesses in this particular space and this particular podcast. So I really feel the power of business is being able to package up everything that God has given you, give it value in the marketplace, and people willingly pay you for that skill set and for that ability to help them achieve something in their lives or in their business, So the power of business is really powerful. And the conversation of the power of faith and the power of business is really what this podcast is all about. So I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, which is really just an introductory episode of introducing myself as the host, Nadine Mullings, of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast, and to really give you a look into the discussions that I'm going to be having with the various women that are going to be on the podcast for this season. So thank you so much for watching this or listening to this particular episode. And if you're interested in learning more about me and how I can help you in regards to your business and learning how to really, I teach people how to do three things: how to be specific, strategic, and spirit-led when it comes to their marketing. So if you're interested in learning more about how to be specific, strategic, and spirit-led so you can really attract those ideal clients and specifically who God has called you to serve, then I do encourage you to visit my website, NadineMullings.com. I'm also on social media. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn. And I just joined Instagram. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I was kind of anti-Instagram for many years, but I just jumped on that platform this year. So you can also check me out on Instagram. So my three social media platforms will be Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. But of course, my home base online is my website. So definitely go to NadineMullings.com to learn a little bit more about me and how I help women of faith in business. Thank you so much for tuning in for this particular episode, and look forward to more episodes in season one of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to go ahead and subscribe to get the next episodes, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you want to discover two powerful ways to successfully plan your marketing so you can attract your ideal clients and prosper in your God-given purpose, be sure to text POWERFUL to 31996. Thanks for listening.